You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Another nice day today. In fact, we're in a little trend of nice days. I think tomorrow it could be a little cooler and a chance of some light snow showers. But otherwise, like Jeremy mentioned, 50s and even possibly touching 60.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's real nice.
Look, it is still February. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, but if you look at the extended forecast too, Dom, I mean, 50s, a lot of 50s and almost 60s next week. So,
well, here's what I'm concerned with.
Global
you can't
warming.
Have a stretch like that last too long, and I'm flying into Denver.
Oh, yeah.
In about 10 days, and I'm like...
Oh, yeah, it'll be snowing then, it looks like.
Yeah, is Mother Nature storing everything up so that my flight's going to be delayed and all that other stuff, so... Just need it to hold on for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Can it do that?
Come on, Irv.
What's going on with you?
It's going to be warm today. Good day to wash your car, which is what I did yesterday. Pulled into the gas station, filled up America's pickup, and I was looking at it, and I was like, man, this thing is filthy. So I went ahead and hit the button that says, would you like a car wash? Oh, yeah, I hit the button and filled up and rolled around to the automatic car wash there, and there was another F-150 before me going through, and I waited for him, and he got done, went through just fine, and then I went into the automatic car wash, and it's one of those ones with the big rubber, blah, 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 you know, that scrubs your car down. It's going every direction and everything, and it does its 3 or 4 passes in there on my truck, and then the final rinse one starts at the front, and it's moving back, and it's going up the windshield, and I'm looking at it as it's coming at me. I'm like, that top one's really low right now. What the... And sure enough, it goes over about half of my roof, and then you kind of feel it lock up on the vehicle. It locked up on the top and on the sides, so it, like, essentially just grabbed my truck. And I'm sitting there, and it's, like, blasting water. I'm going, huh, it's not moving.
You can't really get out to go get
help. You can't get out, and I'm like... It's like rocking the car. I'm in there, you know, in park, and it's like back and forth, and it's like trying to get itself unstuck. And it felt like I was sitting there for 20 minutes, and it was probably 3. I finally was able to crack my window, and just because it was far enough back, and I'm looking, and the guy behind me, he's got his hands up in the air, and he's in a truck too. And I holler, I was like, "Do you see anything? Is it stuck?" He's like, "No, it just stopped." So I go, I'm going to try to inch forward a little bit, forward a little bit. So I put it in drive and I squeak up just a little bit and it kind of jiggles loose, but then it sticks again and it starts doing the same thing. It's like rocking my truck back and forth. I'm like, well, I'm not going to scrape the hell out of the car, you know, trying to get out of here. And I was like, what do I do? So I hopped onto Google Maps, found my location, found the gas station I was at, and I called inside. I was like, hey, your car wash is trying to eat my vehicle right now. And the guy's like, oh,
that's a funny.
Oh, no, not again.
That's like, a not funny again. Phone call. Hi, I'm calling from your car wash.
Yeah,
outside.
That's essentially what I said. I was like, hey, is this the right place? He's like, yeah. I was like, I'm in your car wash right now. And I'm
so
stuck.
When he says not again, this is
not again.
A regular function of the car wash?
I guess so. So
it's a fairly common occurrence. Is that what he's saying?
I think this is what it was, what he was putting out there, Dom. So, yeah, so essentially two guys had to run out while this thing is still blowing water and, like, kind of push the ones to the side while they were kind of holding the one up, and they're like, go, go, go. So I was able to pull out, and then they kind of let it go, and it looked like it was just getting itself unstuck, and they were in there fiddling with some stuff. But
I hope the guy in the truck behind you did not pull in after this.
As I pulled around to leave, I saw him pulling in. I was like, why would you pull in when you just watched what happened, and you're in the same size vehicle?
You just witnessed a catastrophe.
Yes, yeah.
What kind of damage is there to your truck?
None, thankfully. I mean, the big rubber twirly things were basically what was holding it. So it was rubber on paint. It wasn't like metal on anything. So I didn't find any damage. Mm. But it's just one of those things. As you know, you're looking back and this is happening to you and you see 4 or 5 cars deep behind you at the car wash. And it's just so embarrassing, but you have no control over this. This isn't your fault. For some reason, for like the next half hour, I was like, I felt so embarrassed by this, you know, that everybody was watching me in this situation. I was like, this isn't even my fault.
I think you're lucky that you could call a convenience store and somebody would actually answer a phone there.
Yeah.
Because
they answered right away.
What if they don't have a phone inside or something, or they don't answer? What do
I
you would do? Have.
That's.
Would
I was do? Thinking. I was like, can I shimmy out of this? And I mean, I'm going to get blasted and soaked. But do I get out and try to push this thing, you know, out of the way or push it back on the tracks? What do you do? It was one of my worst nightmares come true.
How was the wash, by the way? Is your truck looking?
It's really shiny, though. It did a decent job, so they got that going for them.
I'm glad you didn't die in the car.
Thank you.